News 18 Drive Through with Shayoni Iyer. Cruise with the news.
Hi, I'm Shayoni Iyer. Let's navigate our way through the news on Drive Through this evening. How's your day been? It's not been a good one for these people in Mumbai today.
RBI, same.
RBI,
same, same.
RBI,
same, same.
That's what it was sounding like outside the Reserve Bank headquarters in Mumbai this afternoon. Some very upset people who have accounts with PMC Bank, that's the Punjab and Maharashtra Cooperative Bank, took their protest to the RBI today. Last week, the RBI said that those who had accounts with the bank could only withdraw 10,000 rupees at most over 6 months.
There are all sort of people, genuine people with school, with children going to school, with parents awaiting surgery. They need money. Aur ye 10,000 rupees se kuch nahi hone wala, 55 rupees a day. 55 rupees mein chai bhi nahi milti hai.
55 rupees a day. Just contrast that to the scale of the fraud that the RBI says took place at the PMC Bank. 4,300 crores. That's the size of the bank fraud that's been going on at the PMC Bank since 2008. Most of the illegalities are between the bank's top management and a real estate group called HDIL. Essentially, more than 73% of PMC's lending was only to HDIL, which is facing bankruptcy. This goes way beyond a bad loan. It's ended up swallowing the savings of thousands of small investors, and it was covered up for years by the bank. It's much worse than the Punjab National Bank case, the one in which Nirav Modi got illegal funding. That was a case of a few corrupt officials abusing the system at one particular bank branch. In this one, the corruption stems from the top. The bank's officials, its board, its auditors all turned a blind eye. And who's paying the price now? People like you and me.
I would implore to all the middle class people of India who have worked like me for the last 30 years to put our funds together for a better future. Today it is us, rest assured tomorrow it's you. It is going to happen to you. Please take notice. Please support us.
The PMC bank account holders have filed a PIL in the Bombay High Court today. All they want is to be able to take their own money out of their own bank account. A tale of two cities on display today, in Beijing and Hong Kong. China celebrated its 70th birthday today. 56 cannons fired 70 times in Tiananmen Square. But in Hong Kong, it was the sound of dissent. CNN reported that a protester was shot in the chest by the riot police. There were clashes all over Kowloon and Hong Kong Island. Their message was the same today as it's been for the last several weeks. Pushback against China's tightening grip on Hong Kong and a demand for democratic rights. Today, the contrast was stark. China rolled out tanks and intercontinental ballistic missiles. I mean, there's nothing subtle about that message. While in Hong Kong, it was tear gas and petrol bombs. While Chinese flags were being waved in Beijing, in Hong Kong, they were being burnt. Speaking of huge protests, the Supreme Court has agreed to review its controversial 2018 order that had sparked massive outcry across India. This is the order that had diluted the provisions of the SCST Act. It said that arrests made under this act could not be immediate, as was earlier the case, but needed a preliminary inquiry first. The bench at that time in 2018 was looking into a case where the SCST Act had allegedly been misused. This was by a government worker in Maharashtra against his senior colleagues. The Supreme Court's move at that time sparked protests in which at least 9 Dalits were killed. The government, under pressure, brought in an amendment bill in the monsoon season and took the law back to its original form. Immediate arrests, no anticipatory bail for anyone arrested under the SCST Act. And guess what? Another round of protests, this time by upper castes. So no easy ways out here. But today, while the Supreme Court agreed with the centre that the ruling in 2018 was against the spirit of the Constitution, it also made the point that the government has not been able to protect the marginalised and that caste discrimination and untouchability are still very much part of 21st century India. Puja politics went full volume today as Amit Shah landed in Kolkata. Officially, he was addressing a Jonajagaran Shabha, which literally means a meeting to awaken the masses. Later on his agenda, some Pujo Pandal inaugurations, or pandals, as we say in Kolkata. But his mission was definitely a political one.
Mamta di keh rahi hai, ke NRC aate hi, lakho lakho Hindu sarnarthi hai, unko Bengal, Paschim Bengal chhodkar jana padega. Mitro, isse bada koi jhoot nahi ho sakta. Ab aapko wo vote de rahe hain, aapki vote bank ban gaye hain, isliye aap keh rahi ho ki inko mat nikalo. Koi sarnarthi ko jane nahi denge.
And given that the BJP managed to pack the huge Netaji Indoor Stadium to full capacity for Amit Shah, Mamata Banerjee should be at least a little worried. But it's Pujo after all. Perhaps Didi is hoping to channel the Mahishasura Mardini spirit. The BBC has gone back on its ruling that one of its presenters went beyond her brief. Naga Manchetti was in the eye of a storm after a complaint was filed against the breakfast show presenter over what she said to her co-anchor on one of their shows during a discussion on Donald Trump and the message that he was sending out by telling Democrat leaders to go back to where they came from. Naga Manchetti spoke about her experience as a woman of colour, saying that when people use that phrase, go back to where you came from, it comes from a space of racism.
Every time I have been told as a woman of colour to go home, go back to where I came from, that was embedded in racism. Now, I'm not accusing anyone of anything here, but there is, you know what certain phrases mean.
Are you still told that? Do you hear that quite regularly?
Yeah. Not regularly, but, you know, I've been told it.
I know that you're sitting here not giving an opinion, but how do you feel then as somebody who's been told that before when you hear that from...
Furious.
When you hear that from him?
Absolutely furious. And I can imagine that lots of people in this country will be feeling absolutely furious that a man in that position feels it's okay to skirt the lines with using language like that.
The BBC first upheld the complaint, which was only against Naga Manchetti and not her male co-anchor. Apparently, Manchetti was in breach of the BBC's impartiality code. It triggered a storm of protest within the BBC and outside. I Stand With Naga started trending on Twitter. Finally, the BBC Director General reversed the decision, saying racism is racism and the BBC is not impartial on the topic. Speaking of what's suitable and what's unsuitable, here's a suit story that caught my attention today. Apparently, if you're dressing to impress, suits are out of fashion. Yep, the formal suit has been losing its shine, it seems. In the US, for instance, consumer data shows there's been a $300 million drop in suit sales in the 5 years between 2013 to 2018. What was once an aspirational mode of dress is now, let's call it, unsuitable. Now, that makes sense in India, where for most of the year, in most parts of the country, it's way too hot for suits anyway. Plus, we've got our own trending men's jacket, the high-neck sleeveless one, the Nehru jacket, that's now been rechristened the Modi jacket. But getting back to suits, there's a Facebook factor to this fashion decline. Mark Zuckerberg, who's known for his trademark jeans and hoodies, turned up for a US congressional hearing last year in a suit. The New York Times called it the "I'm sorry" suit. Now that's a fashion statement you don't want to make. Well, another thing we can blame on the millennials, maybe. That's it on News 18 Drive Through this evening. I'm Shaini Iyer. I'll be back tomorrow, 6:30 p.m. Join me then.
News 18 Drive Through with Shaini Iyer. Cruise with the news.